Welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox.
And I'm James McLean. On this week's show, we are taking a trip to Bristol to hear two contrasting theatre organs, both owned by Byron Jones. When Damon went to visit Byron, he met up with young pedal pusher Declan Paul, who opens our show at Byron's two-manual home Wurlitzer with Red Roses for a Blue Lady and Come Dancing. Declan Paul there with two quickstep tunes. Next up, Byron takes the console with a slower number, Love Everlasting.
Thank you.
Well, we're here in Melody House here in Filton in Bristol in Byron Jones's music room. Hello, Byron.
Hi there.
And what a marvellous Wurlitzer you have here. Perhaps you can tell us a bit about its history.
Yes, okay. Well, it's come all the way from America, New York State. It's in a theatre there, and it's the Gowanda, and the theatre was Hollywood. And it came out, a friend of mine bought it in 1975, 76, because the organ itself is a two-manual, six-rank, 1925 vintage. And I think the older ones have a certain sound which you've heard and are about to hear again on this particular instrument. The then our friend, he passed away, and his wife is wondering what to do with the instrument. Anyway, we hemmed and hawed ourselves and measured up, went over there, took loads and loads of pictures and photographs of the various pipes, where they were, the different ranks, how they were sitting. And my music room originally was 32 foot by 11 foot 6. Well, what we've got now in the pipe division in the chamber, it's come down to 16 foot by 11 foot 6. And all the pipes are all very happy in there, and they just sing when they needed to. And we have enough room to hold concerts occasionally here in the house. And we have seating in this area here for 20 people. But then again, outside, we can open the doors, which goes, and we can get 40 people in.
Which is amazing for this room, if you've never seen it. It's not the world's biggest room, but it's certainly, this organ certainly fills the room.
It certainly does. And the beauty of the organ, no matter how many stops you've got down and how wide the shades or the swells are open, it's never blasting.
No, it's just...
It's just seemed to be built for the purpose.
Yes.
It just sings out and everyone's happy. We've had a lot of the professional organists from this country, and America and Australia, and everybody falls in love with it because of the tone and the richness with it. Again, when we brought it, we packed it up. It took us over a week to get out of the basement of our friends in America. And every pipe, with the exception of the big bass pipes, everyone was bubble wrapped. So when we actually put the pipes in here in Bristol and put the wind on, most of them were pretty well in tune. Naturally, a few of them had moved a little, but it was incredible how, and actually we did really look after it, and we had a big 10-ton lorry to bring it from, well, over actually. They put in one of these, what do they call it?
Articulated ones.
Type unit, yeah.
So can you give us a sort of a run through of some of the sounds?
Yes, certainly.
You can get?
Again, I think the tibia really is a wonderful example for a Wurlitzer tibia again. We have this sort of... The Vox is a nice instrument out on this particular one. Trumpet is a style D, as they call it, which is a very nice combination with the 4-foot piccolo. Yeah,
Yes, well, it all seems to blend absolutely tremendously together. I know, Byron, you've recorded a few tracks for us, so let's listen to those.
Well, with that tribute to Cilla Black. Now it's time for something completely different, with Declan Poole at the console and Damon operating the effects. Here's a fun arrangement on Somebody Stole My Girl, played on the Wizard Compton.
Thank you. We've just driven 5 minutes down the road to find ourselves at Eden Grove Methodist Church with the mighty Wizard Compton. So, Byron, you're now at the console, so perhaps you could tell us a bit about the organ's history.
Right, well, it started its life 1927, and the organ was installed at the Rialto Leytonstone outside London. It is there till 1976, then the late Father Carr, wonderful organ enthusiast, decided to take it to St. Mary's Horn Church in Essex. So they took the organ out, and unfortunately, all through its poor life, it had never had a really good recommendation. Don't know why. But anyway, it was there at 76, and then unfortunately, a year about 1999, I think Father Carr passed away, and the organ was up for grabs. I think, actually, before the poor fella got cold, I think the poor old nuns or the people wanted the organ out of the church. And anyway, we did hear of it because they were going to just take it apart and sell bits of it, and people in Australia wanted parts of it. Well, thank goodness our bid was far better than their offer. And then we brought it back down to here at Filton in Bristol, where for 2.5 years, my partner Terry and I, and one or two other friends, got together and we literally took all the gubbings and everything out of the organ and put it onto solid state, still using the pipework naturally, but now it's coming under solid state. And it's been here for the last, what, 14 years? And since, in fact, 2003. And we have regular concerts, monthly concerts, having a top British organist and one or two Americans when they are over here, naturally. And the organ now is on a lift, and it's been absolutely, we get a very good attendance of people that like the music. Not necessarily come because there's a favourite organist of theirs, but people come and support the organ, thank goodness. You know, so any other questions?
Now, obviously this is very different to the Wurlitzer that you have at home.
Yes.
Can you talk us through this organ? Because obviously it's a completely different sound, as you've just heard.
It's what I call a more of a beast, because naturally it's in a bigger hall, but it'll take 150 people as well. And the chambers are divided, but they're not divided as such. That sounds double Welsh, I know. But we have a left side and we have a right side, which brings out the right side. You have your tibia, tuba, vox, crumet and clarinet. And then the other side we have the diapason, violin, the strings and flute. And then, of course, the beauty of this, the glockenspiel and xylophone are under glass, and so is the vibraphone. And then in the center of the stage, you can see the bass drum, tambourine, snare drum, and all the toy counter effects. Then, of course, we have all lighting to coincide with it. We have a projector and screen to show that the organist is not cheating. Thank goodness they cannot cheat with these organs, I'm very pleased to say.
Indeed.
You can't put a MIDI file anyway.
No.
You just got to sit and down will play the thing, which I think is wonderful. It sorts the boys out from the men.
Thank you.
like the Wurlitzer, I'm very partial to the tibia sound. And on here, it's a tibia, it's a wooden tibia for the technical people. We have actually, we do have a Wurlitzer flute in the other side of the chamber as well. But they balance up very nicely. We're very lucky we have what they call a tuba again. Compton tuba is normally a raucous old thing. This is tuba horn, and on one of the combinations we have here, which is on the middle register, is nice. We got the chimes. They are outside the chamber, and very often they are very positive in sound. They're quite loud. In fact, they can be very loud. But I'm going to do the chimes here. And normally, you can just hear it ringing into the next piece of music very often. So, but they are there, that's sextuplet. Of course, because it has a MIDI system to controlling the pipe work, we have a little Yamaha, just a expander, EM10, which is a very basic Yamaha piano. It does a good job. Thank you. Lovely. That's well, thank you very much for popping down to see us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
Well, with that arousing finale of Pasadena, You Made Me Love You, and Tut Tut Tootsie, that concludes our trip to Bristol.
I would like to thank Byron and Terry for their hospitality and to Declan Poole for allowing us to record him. We will be back next week where we have some time on my hands and where the clocks are ticking as we feature some time tunes. So from me, Damon Cox, it's goodbye.
And goodbye, James McLean.
Take care.